where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
This morning in the book of Proverbs, I want to read to you out of chapter 1, 1 through verse 15. If you have your Bibles, you want to read along with me, you can. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie and wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get our sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us, and we will all share the loot, my son. Do not go along with them. do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil and they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves, and such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. You know, I think about the Proverbs, and there's some good stuff in Proverbs. There's some really good stuff in there. There's some good life lessons there, things to live by. And, you know, I want you to think this morning, you know, even if sometimes we get off our time frame and sometimes we're on our time frame. Does that make sense? Sometimes we're on time and sometimes we're off time. Sometimes we're, you know, what I mean by is I think you have forever to do something, but you don't. You think about that kind of stuff? You know, sometimes we think that I'll get it done tomorrow. Tomorrow may not come. We don't always have tomorrow. We don't always have next week because we just never know. There's a time frame for everything, and everything that we do on this earth is limited by the time that you are on this earth because it won't be forever. We're not all going to be here forever. You know, time has a way of standing still when things are not moving as fast as we would like. You know, when things are boring and it just seems like if you watch the clock or you're waiting on something, it just seems like time sits still. You had those days? You know, but then it seems like sometimes time just flies. Usually that's happening when you're on vacation, right? When you're having fun, you're not thinking about things, and it's like, boom, it's over. You think, where'd the time go? I think that with my wife sometimes. There's been times where time had stood still, and then there's been times where it's just like, where did yesterday go? I mean, it's just like 30 years is, wow, I can't believe it's 30 years already. I can't believe Madison's almost 21. I can't believe Jacob's 14. You know, I mean, these things, you know, just fly by, don't they? You know, but to me, time is best used when it's used to for its intended purpose. And that intended purpose is what gives us purpose, okay? And don't get me wrong this morning, but sometimes, you know, we get kind of relaxed and we're laid back and we hang out and we do this and we do that. But let me tell you, we have an appointed time on this earth, and to be good stewards of our time, we have to use it wisely. We got to use our time wisely here. And we can get caught up in all kinds of foolishness. We can, and it's easy to be drug away. And so many times I've watched kids and I've seen friends who grew up in the church get pulled away from the church, drawn into foolishness. 1 Kings 3:7, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Ask for whatever you want. What would you ask God for? If God asked you that, what would you ask for? Money? Fame? Cars? Houses? What would you ask for? If God handed you a blank piece of paper and said, "Fill this out," what would you write on it? What would you pray for? Would you consider asking God, "Well, whatever your will is for me, that's what I want"? There was a t-shirt that a guy was wearing one time. It said, "Lord, let me prove to you that winning the lottery won't ruin me." It's a good thought. You know, there's a lot of people that think they're the smartest tool in the shed. But where do you get your wisdom from? Where do you get your wisdom that you make all your decisions in life from? Where do you get it from? Solomon says to us, but first, let's think about that. That's what I'm starting to say this morning. Proverbs 1 that I just read, we see from the words of Solomon that the purpose of the theme for this writing is to the people that they might gain understanding from God's wisdom and guidance and understanding that those who reject godly wisdom are considered fools. That's what he was saying. Wisdom is gained from God and instruction, and heartache is brought on by being a fool. You know, there's two kinds of people that God, that's in God's eyes: the wise who follow the Word of God and His principles, and those who would accept Jesus as Lord and live by the principles laid down for God's people, and those who would live a life pleasing and productive for the Lord, and the foolish who follow their own ways even if they go against the things of God. Those who reject Jesus Christ as Lord and those who despise godly wisdom. And somewhere in between the foolish and the wise, there's millions of people wandering around. They're somewhere in the middle. Some sold out for God and some who could care less for God. You know, there has to be a searching for God's Word on the issues of life, the lives that we live. In Proverbs chapter 2, 1 and 15, he says it like this: "My child, will you treasure my wisdom? Then and only then will you acquire it. And only if you accept my advice and hide it within your will, you will succeed. So train your heart to listen when I speak and open your spirit wide to expand your discernment. Then pass it on to your sons and daughters. Cry out for comprehension and intercede for insight. For if you keep seeking it like a man would seek for stealing, then you will discover the fear of the Lord and find true knowledge of God. Wisdom is a gift from a generous God, and every word He speaks is full of revelation and becomes a fountain of understanding within. For the Lord has a hidden storehouse of wisdom made accessible to His glory and His godly lovers. He becomes your personal bodyguard as you follow His ways and protecting and guarding you as you choose what is right. Then you will discover all that is just, proper, and fair, and be empowered to make the right decisions." He goes on to say, as you walk in your destiny, when wisdom wins your heart and revelation breaks in, true pleasures enter your soul. If you choose to follow good counsel, divine design will watch over you and understanding will protect you from making poor choices. It will rescue you from evil and disguise and from those who speak. For they have left the highway of holiness and walk in the ways of darkness. They take pleasure when evil prospers and thoroughly enjoy a lifestyle of sin. But they're walking on a path to nowhere, wandering away into deeper deception. Man, those are powerful words, aren't they? You know, the things that we can learn from Solomon, that God gave Solomon, is by what means do we find wisdom? And in the words of God, the written word of God to us, you know, that's how we find it. You know, the 66 recorded books by more than 40 different authors that line up and complement each other. The Bible is the inspiration, we believe. It's inspired and it gives us direction and it tells people God's plan for humanity and shows us what God is like and what He expects. The Word of God is written down by men, but it's anointed and inspired by God and God alone. And we believe it. Solomon tells us, like a father talking to his children, that we must treasure the words and wisdom of God. That we must treasure and seek it to acquire it. Wisdom, godly wisdom. You have to seek after it to acquire it. Godly wisdom only comes from God. And there's a lot of wisdom in this world, isn't there? But you'll only find godly wisdom from God and God's people who He has sent to be in your lives. You know, you have those people in your lives. You know, we need to train our hearts to listen to the things of God that would bring us wisdom. Sometimes we just got to get quiet, get still. We got to get away from all the things that distract us and listen for God. So many times we do it our way and we go our way and that's the way we want to do it, right? We want to get ahead of God instead of listening for God to reveal what He wants us to do. I say that because I'm guilty of that myself. There's been many times in my life I've done things my way. And I didn't take direction from God because I thought I knew what to do. Didn't need God to tell me because I knew what to do. See, that never works, does it? We need to open up our spirit to His Spirit so that we might find discernment. You know, there's many voices out there making a lot of noise. Sometimes it's hard to get quiet. Our minds go constantly. There seems like they're bombarded all the time with thoughts and ideas and just things that just pop into your head. And sometimes it's hard to just be quiet and clear your mind and listen for the voice of God out of all that. It's hard sometimes. Sometimes we just have to be patient. Just give God some time. We'll hear His voice. You know, I think that human wisdom and godly wisdom can work hand in hand as long as we do not put human wisdom in front of godly wisdom in God's Word. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, wisdom that leads to salvation. I like that. Godly wisdom will want to draw you to the things of God. Salvation is one of them, a closer walk with Jesus. The ability to discern what would be pleasing and right in the eyes of the Lord. You know, there's a lot of really smart people in this world. And they've contributed a lot of stuff to society. We have a lot of things that we use, like computer, the technology that went into that. There was a lot of smart people in there that created that. I can think of lots of things. Guy by the name of J.I. Packer said this one time. He said, wisdom is the power to see and the inclination to choose the best and highest goal together with the surest means of attaining it. Doug Larson, another guy, spoke. He said, wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would have preferred to talk. I like that one. Sometimes we just need to shut up and listen. Hey, I'm guilty. Ask my mama. Sometimes we just got to shut up and listen. You know, God's that way. Sometimes we just want it. We're going to do it no matter what. And God's just like, hey. Sometimes I think he wants to just grab us sometimes and give us a little swat. Maybe a big swat. You know, James asks the question, who is wise among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done and humility that comes from wisdom. You know, man's wisdom always must be put up against the Word of God, and if it doesn't measure up, it must be dismissed. And even if you like what somebody's saying, sometimes we can agree with it. Sometimes we can like it. But if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, don't do it. Wisdom is a gift from God. It's a gift for every believer. He says that if we would go after wisdom with the same pursuit we go after riches, we would have a fountain of understanding and wisdom before us. I love that. You know, there are hidden treasures that God gives us, gives to those that are seeking Him and wanting the more of Jesus in their lives. I want more of Jesus every day in my life. More than I did yesterday. I want Him more tomorrow than I did today. I want that more and more and more. And as I seek Him, I gain more wisdom. And no, I'm not saying I'm the smartest man in this room. That would be foolish. But I rely on God and God's Word. I love it when a godly person tells me something that helps me in my life, that brings godly wisdom and insight into something that's going on. And I need, you know, we all need that person in our life that we can talk to and share stuff with, that person that we can go to that we know that's connected with the good Lord up above that can pray with you and help you discern situations in your life. If you don't have that person, find that person. I hope you have that person in your life. Proverbs 15:12 says, mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to the wise advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Proverbs 3:13 said, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. Who wouldn't want God's wisdom this morning? Who wouldn't want leadership from the Lord? Godly people this morning, I'm telling you, God will see you through. He will guide you down that path if you just listen. Job 12:12 says, is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? Mentors and elders and experienced people who have gone through what you have and come out on the other side, they understand those things, and it's good to have those people in your life that have been through it and understand what it took to get through it. That's why it's such, there's so many of us that have left good examples and made impacts I've watched through the years. People who have went through things in their life, and I saw what they went through and what the outcome was and how they kept the faith through it all and kept that positive attitude through it all. And I think, man, how did they do that? Well, it was God. You know, not everything in life is good. Not everything in life is good for you, right? I love cherry pie. It's not always good for you, is it? But man, it's so good. Yes, it is, Teddy. There's a lot of things that people have invented that, you know, are not so good. And, you know, like the, you remember the Diet Cola Tab? You remember that? I mean, that was horrible. You ever drank that stuff? Now, some of the diet sodas are not so bad, but man, like egg substitutes, what's that? I don't know, you know, I've ate some things, I'm like, I don't know about this. Comes in a plastic egg. Turkey bacon. That's just wrong. Isn't it? I want it to be pork. I mean, I want it to be real bacon. Not turkey. And I had to go off a, I had to go on a turkey, on a bacon diet for a while. Man, that was a horrible time in my life. When I was going through kidney disease, it was about a year or so, a year and a half, I couldn't have any bacon or anything like that. And man, it was horrible. Man, and that first piece of bacon, after I could eat, that first piece of bacon was like the greatest thing ever. I mean, it was awesome. Colossians 2, 2 and 3 says, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in their heart and then united in love, so they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may receive you by fine-sounding arguments. You know, wisdom is gained by God's word and His direction and by obedience to the things of God. And we also get wisdom from learning from our mistakes. And sometimes we even get wisdom from learning by other people's mistakes, because we can see what they went through and say, I'm not doing that. You know, a lot of people make a lot of mistakes in their life, and I think all of us have been there. We've made mistakes. We've done things that were wrong, and biggest reason was we were foolish. We wasn't listening to God. We wasn't following His word. We were following our own ambitions and our own desires and our own selfishness. But praise the Lord, we have a God who wants to give us a life rich with wisdom and knowledge. I don't want to be called foolish anymore. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the human strength. So wisdom comes from the Word, God's Word, and wisdom is a gift from God. Most of all, godly wisdom brings godly peace in your life. Verses 7 and 8, for the Lord has hidden storehouse of wisdom made accessible to his godly lovers. He became your personal bodyguard as you follow his ways, protecting and guarding you as you choose what is right. I love that. You will discover and be empowered to make good, wise decisions. And he will watch over you. He will rescue you from deception and evil. And he will walk with you every day. You know, that's the peace that passes all understanding, isn't it? And moves into the realm of the divine. I believe that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make you your path straight. I love that. Wisdom is gained by God's Word and His direction and by obedience to the things of God. We see so many making mistakes. We see so many people making mistakes just because they're not listening to God. You know, I again say, I've made bad choices. We've all made bad choices at times. But there was a point that we gave our life to the good Lord up above. And by doing so, it opened up the opportunity to gain wisdom from God Almighty and to walk in His ways. Now I'm going to ask you this morning, would you allow God, would you allow the Lord to lead your life? Every part of your life. There's parts of our lives sometimes we don't want to surrender. And that's why I mean every part of your life. Will you open up every door of your heart, every closet, every part, and surrender it to Him today? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your wisdom. Lord, and I know that wisdom only comes from You. Lord, again, I pray that we leave here better than we came, rejoicing night and day. Lord, I just praise You. Lord, give us wisdom to do Your will. And in all things, I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.